Hey there, this is Heather McAllister, a health coach for women in midlife. I went from feeling fat and tired at 40 to living my best life ever 9 years later. I now feel better than ever in my body and in my clothes. I feel a renewed sense of purpose and energy, and I'm here to share that with you. It was not an easy path. I had a lot of missteps along the way. But all those missteps have made it easier to help women facing the same struggles. So I created the Get Better with Heather podcast to give you simple and effective strategies to do the same thing. So if you're a woman in midlife and you're struggling to feel good in your body, to take off extra weight without obsessing over food, to get motivated and get moving, then this podcast is for you. Hit the subscribe button to stay up to date, and let's get started. Hello, my friends. This is Heather McAllister with the Get Better with Heather show. And I decided to kind of come on here impromptu and record this audio for you as I get ready for my day. I had a run today, which felt fabulous. And I had some really great aha moments, or I do have some really great aha moments when I run. And it's one of the reasons why I do it, honestly. And one of the reasons why I tell my clients that the best way to exercise is the way you're going to exercise, and you're going to feel good exercising. Honestly, there are best ways to exercise for metabolic health, but really do the thing that you just love doing that gets you moving. Because that's the thing that's just, it's going to fill your cup and, you know, restore your soul when you need to be rejuvenated. But my aha moment really comes down to my experience last year moving and selling our house and building another one. It was a very stressful year, as you can imagine. And if you've ever moved, you probably have some understanding of this. And this was our second move in a couple of years. So we moved in 2019 and then bought property, a foreclosed property in 2020, and then started the building process the end of 2020 into 2021. So last year we sold the house we were living in August, and we were without a home to live in for a couple of months. And during that time, which is very stressful because around here in this area, my neck of the woods, it's really hard to find any kind of rental properties. It's really hard because of COVID, and a lot of Airbnbs have been booked up. It was summertime too, so that probably added to it. And it was going into the school year, so we couldn't just like take off and go on vacation somewhere. And we also have three pets. So it just became so super stressful. And so all of last year, I really fell off my routine. Like I totally fell off my routine. I stopped exercising regularly. I wasn't running. And granted, there was definitely a time issue going on here. You know, we were showing a house and all the stuff that goes into showing a house and keeping it clean and all that. I had quit my job and started a new one. So there were a lot of big changes all in 1 year. Definitely stress. It was majorly stressful. Then when we moved, we were without a kitchen for a period of time. So I was eating out every meal of every day for a while. And then we finally moved into an Airbnb, which we were there for a little while. So anyway, complete disruption of my routine, complete disruption of my healthy habits. And when I'm coaching clients, this is where the realization kind of came to me on my run, is that we're all going to have disruptions in our lives, right? And the way I looked at it last year when all of this was happening was just being kind to myself and trying to find any possible way or moment to nourish myself in some small way, because so many things were out of my hands and out of my control. So my coaching to myself was, okay, Heather, like, you're just going to have to make do with what you have right now and not beat yourself up about it. Yeah, I wasn't eating the way I would normally eat. Yeah, I fell off. And so some of the progress that I had made over the past few years really kind of fell through. And as we got settled into our new house and things became more regular, life has gotten better, it was a total shift back. Like, okay, how do I pick myself back up again and get back to where I want to be and I know I can and where I feel good? So that's what I've been coaching myself on, which is one of the perks of being a health coach. I get to coach myself. And I do get coaching from, I do get coaching. So I do invest in myself in that way as well, but I have learned how to coach myself, which is really, really exciting. And what I want my clients to get from me, it's interesting because I really want my clients to be empowered, not dependent, right? That's always been my goal. My goal as an OT in my job has always been to, I don't want people to rely on me. I want to give people the tools on how to figure this shit out themselves, right? So they can make the best decisions, move on, and be kind to yourself when things are, you know, awful and when things feel beyond your control, right? Which is kind of the way it was for me last year. Things could always be worse. I know that, you know, moving isn't the worst thing in the world, for sure. I've been through worse in my life, for sure. But it was very stressful. So one of the points that I wanted to bring up in all of this is, number one, it's really helpful to have a coach to help work through those moments, right? Because we could get into this downward spiral and a life event such as that could really throw us off. That's my first thought. So just developing the mindset of being kind to yourself, being not judgmental, and just accepting things for the way they are in that moment. The second thing is, when I reflect back, I'm like, could I have done things differently? Could I have looked at my situation differently so that if I have a client who's going through a very similar thing, right? No time, life is a mess, like things are all over the place. What thought process can I help provide to them to get them through that maybe even better? What could I have done better? And I think that is always, it's interesting because it's in contrast to being kind to yourself, which is part of it. But then there's also this part of it, like, was I making excuses? Like, honestly, like I could have found 10 minutes to get up and take a walk in the morning, and, you know, or I could have figured out how to have some healthier meals in there when we were eating out 3 meals a day, because honestly, I was not eating very healthy. I was trying to a little bit, but I really fell off. So yeah, there were moments that I really could have changed what I was doing, and coached myself better through it. And this is one of the things that I think is so interesting about being a coach, because yes, we want to be compassionate to ourselves. And yes, that is part of what a health coach is helping people process, right? Because we develop this mindset of all or nothing, right? Like either we're being really good or we're being really bad. And when we're bad, we're really hard on ourselves. But the other thing is, you got to call yourself out on your own bullshit. My own bullshit last year was that, you know, it wasn't perfect. I couldn't go for the runs that I would like to go for. I didn't have the kitchen that I like to cook in, all of that stuff. So, you know, I could have called myself out on my own bullshit, and I could have made better choices. I could have taken a little bit better care of myself. And I'm not saying this to myself at this point to be down at all, but it's a learning moment for me, because the awareness that you create when you're getting coached and the awareness that you create when you coach yourself is Is there another way to look at something? And if there is it helpful? And does it further, help you towards meeting your goals? That's the big aha, right? Like, it's not to be judgmental, it's to be curious. And can a different perspective make a shift in your life? Right? And that is something, so that same principle of could I have done it a little bit differently? Could I've called myself on my own bullshit? Things don't have to be perfect. I tell myself that all the time, right? And in some areas of my life, I have adopted that mindset. I need to start adopting that mindset more in other areas of my life. But creating that awareness in one aspect really helps to apply it elsewhere in my life. So it's just really interesting when you start to open up these doors of awareness of how you make decisions, how you look at the world, and it impacts everything you do. And one of the underlying themes, if you haven't gotten this from me with this conversation yet, is this perfectionist all or nothing attitude. Like, if it's not perfect, if it's not exactly the way I want it to go, then oh well, I'm not doing it. And that for me is not a good choice. So it's really being aware of where that is derailing me and how I can change that, right? Like, it may not be perfect, it may not be exactly the way I want it to be. Maybe I don't have all the time in the world to do it the way I would want it done or like it done or whatever that case may be, but doing it anyway. And that's actually, why I'm doing this podcast right now and recording this, because no, I didn't plan this out. I didn't think ahead of time of exactly what I wanted to say and make it perfect and well thought out and researched every bit of it, which is what I tend to want to do. But I did it anyway because I think that number one, it's kind of getting me to practice this, which is new to me, podcasting, but also to kind of show you, my listener, how to apply that mindset, right, in many aspects of your life. And one of those aspects that it shows up in is weight loss and health and, finding time and changing our habits. And sometimes shit gets thrown our way. Stuff happens in our lives. It's stressful. My job as a coach really is to help people realize that when those things are happening, yes, you want to be kind to yourself. Yes, you want to be curious and compassionate and figure out, okay, what was I thinking and what could I have done differently, possibly? Or maybe you just need to be okay with letting things go for a while, and maybe that's the best choice. Or maybe there are ways to step in and do things differently. It may not be perfect, it may not be pretty, but you're still doing the best that you can. So that's kind of what I see my role as a coach, is just to help kind of open up that view for people who are struggling and stressed, because it's easy to make healthy choices when you're well rested and there's nothing stressful going on and you're not traveling and whatever. It's now the challenge is how do you still use those same principles and still follow the path the best you can when things are not perfect, which is the case most of the time for us. Or how do you let it go and then pick yourself right back up again, so you're not on that downward spiral? Because that, I think, is where, I always talk about how I don't like diets. And it's kind of a play on words, honestly, because, your diet is anything that you're eating, and you do, in most cases, need to change what you're eating to be healthier. So, it's just a different mindset because it's not something you're going on. You're making a lifestyle change and choices that further your health and improve it. So anyway, this was just a quick little podcast update about mindset and perfection and all that good stuff. And I hope to add some more of these sort of impromptu podcasts for you guys, because these moments of clarity kind of happen. And, you know, I could write them all down and try to, you know, create the perfect podcast. But sometimes, you know, just speaking what's in my heart and in my mind at that moment in time is best. So anyway, have an awesome rest of your day. Would love feedback. So go ahead and contact me. I have a Facebook group, Start With You page. So if you're interested in connecting with me there, you can also go to getbetterwithheather.com and check out my website. I have a blog and my podcasts are all listed in there. I have a Breakup with Sugar program. It's just like a free five-day program that I put together for people to kind of go through. And then if you're really considering, you're on the fence about whether or not health coaching is right for you, I have a 90-day program that I work with people one-on-one. And we work through all this shit. Like, really, like, you know, I'm kind of like your cheerleader, your best friend, and then the person who's going to like call you out on your BS, all wrapped up in one. So taking you through the steps. So if you're struggling with, you know, making changes to get healthier and lose weight and all of that, give me a call. I do free clarity calls, like a consultation where we talk for an hour and just kind of brainstorm what's going on with you and determine if it's something I can help you with. So anyway, have a great day, guys. Bye. I am so excited to announce that I will be rolling out the Better Body Formula, which is an online health coaching program to help my lady friends like me in midlife struggling to lose weight and feel good in their bodies. It is a step-by-step approach with coaching as part of the program and something that you can do at your own pace. So you could say goodbye to dieting and finally have an easy-to-follow formula, a formula that has taken years for me to develop because, yes, I was the guinea pig. I was the one going through all of these ups and downs and making all of these mistakes. But I've packaged all of those mistakes and all of the things that I've learned from my two certifications in health coaching, from all my knowledge about the human body, about the human brain, and about the life of a woman in midlife, a busy mom, a career woman, and how to implement the best program to finally take charge of your body, enhance energy, and learn how to listen to your body so that you're not having to go to experts and you're not having to go to books and people telling you, you know, totally different things. This is one program where you get to decide what is the best method for you and learn how to identify your unique roadblocks, the things that get in your way. I spent a lot of time self-sabotaging my weight loss efforts, and some of those were limiting beliefs that I had, and other reasons were totally physiological things that I didn't understand. If you want to get on the wait list, go ahead and click the link that's in the show notes. It is going to be an awesome program, self-paced. Like I said, it's going to have some coaching component to it, so I will be helping you throughout the way and helping you create awesome confidence that impacts your life in every way. To get on the wait list for the Better Body Formula, go to land.getbetterwithheather.com/betterbody. This is the wait list that I will use to send out email updates so that you are the first to know about this program when it becomes available, and I guarantee that there are going to be some awesome bonuses to the first few members of this program. So go ahead, sign up. All you have to do is put your email address in, and I will send you those updates.